He got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the, damn, you call it.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
going to the end zone.
He fell down.
Go.
Security is gone.
He's gone. For
get up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
That's not as smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Brittany! Dina.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. These headphones don't work properly. I only noticed this now. Not a good thing. Whatever. I'll make it work. Justine's here, and Brian as well.
What?
Hello. The whole gang.
Hello.
Gang's all here. I don't know what to say now. I didn't plan anything past saying hello.
Wow.
This is a professional show, as you can tell.
Yep, every week, professionally done. I just played King Kong and Barbecue Show off of the album What's for Dinner. Because, why? You look like you have something to say, Brian.
Because they're coming November 7th?
Yep. Where?
The Biltmore?
Yes.
Yeah!
Woo! You win nothing, Brian.
Well,
okay. Well.
Well.
Oh.
Then I'll just take my exit.
Guess I'll go now. Bye, Brian. Please don't go. Yeah, they're coming to Vancouver. It's going to be an awesome show. I haven't bought my ticket yet because I suck.
It's the Biltmore, it's King Kong. You're going to be able to buy a ticket at the door.
No, you won't.
Oh, come on.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they sell out last time?
Yeah.
Well, you should not be lazy and buy your ticket.
The last time King Kong was here, it was like King Kong and the Shrines. And that show was at the Red Room, and that show sold out. King Kong and Barbecue Show will definitely sell out. And if it's at the Biltmore, they're going to reach capacity, like, super quick.
Have you noticed that the Biltmore is actually building lots and lots of decent gigs? Like, there's tons of people coming through it now.
I guess so. Didn't they get shut down for a while?
You're thinking of the ER, the emergency room.
No. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm sure they did. But now they're backing up and running. I mean, AIDS Wolf is coming November 24th. There's tons of bands. You don't like AIDS Wolf.
AIDS Wolf is one band.
No, but they're... Hey, look, I don't have something in front of me listing... Hey,
do I? Nope. Didn't think so.
You're a jerk.
I know. I am a jerk. And I apologize to you on air. You weren't here. But, Brian is the person that I...
Wait, you made fun of me on
out.
Air?
No, I reamed you out over the internet.
Oh, yes. You
remember, I was trying to make fun of you about the Fucked Up EP? Because I thought you were talking about something else, and it turns out that... You were right and I was wrong.
Let me give them the backstory.
And I apologize, like, full on to you on air, Brian.
Shall we explain to the readers what was happening?
And I can paraphrase it. Make it quick.
Basically, I made a Facebook note, nerd, about enjoying...
Not nerd, more loser. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Keep going.
I suck in any case. About enjoying Year of the Pig, which...
Yeah. And Brian was saying, like, oh, he's always so, like... late to catch on to, like, new and awesome things.
Yeah, basically, Fucked Up has been around for a while now, and I'm like, and I just...
And he said, like, I really like the new Year of the Pig EP or whatever.
No, I said album.
Album, right. He said album, and in my, like, Fucked Up came out with an EP called Year of the Pig, like, maybe a year ago. It was a long time ago, and I thought that's the one that he was referring to, and I was like, dude, it's not an album. It's an EP. It has two songs on it, and it came out, like, a year ago. Get with it. And I reamed him out over the internet. And then I came to the station and checked out the playlist. I was like, oh, they do have a new album out called Year of the Pig.
The thing is, it's only a 5-song album. But so I'm wondering if it's just like an extended EP, which be an extended play. So I've got a question for you people.
Justine?
Oh, well, then I'm an idiot. It is an album. Uh-huh.
Someone can't count.
Good thing you have your fact checker.
Anyways, moral of the story is I'm a jerk. I'm sorry, Brian. There we go. I apologize like twice to you now.
It's, well...
We're both wrong? Way to go. Here's Justine.
I guess I'm just going to leave once again.
Wrong.
Great.
Hate this. Whose show is this? Not mine anymore, apparently.
It's the people's. I say you should play the U.S.
Democracy is dead. Huh?
Well, we live in a democratic monarchy, so it's not really a democracy. Sure, it's symbolic, but I still think you should play the U.S. edit.
No, fine, whatever. Okay, you know, we'll play it because... Fine, if I play this for you, will we just have this settled? Is this over?
We'll shake hands on it.
Okay, can I give you a hug?
Okay.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe not.
Oh, wait. No, okay. I've been wearing this shirt for 2 days now, so...
I don't need to know that. Let's just play Fucked Up.
Yay!
Yeah, Year of the Pig, the U.S. edit, because Brian wants to hear it, and I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk. Why did you agree to help somebody move on Halloween?
No, I agreed to help move somebody from Vancouver to Calgary on the 1st.
So you know what sucks? All three of us aren't going to be doing like anything on Halloween. We're not doing anything cool.
I'm working.
Justine's working. Brian is apparently helping someone move.
The thing is, I can do something on Halloween, but I can't stay out until like 2 a.m. beating up things with baseball bats or whatever we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in London proper seeing Slayer.
Yeah, what's going on?
Why are you doing that?
Because I was checking out flight deals, and it costs you like $1,000 to get to London.
Okay.
$1,000
to see Slayer.
Yeah,
on
but
Halloween.
You don't pay rent, dude.
That's true.
Rent is due the same day for me. Rent is due Halloween day. And if I can afford it, but I would be so screwed for like the rest of the month or maybe the next like 3 months after that. Because I could empty my bank and like dump it all into going to London. And I wouldn't have to pay for like
accommodations
because I just stay with my friend Sean who's there. And he already paid for the Slayer ticket and says I don't have to pay him for it. It was like £120. For like a single ticket.
So it's like $250, something like that.
I went to Slayer, remember?
Yeah, Justine's seen Slayer. I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Slayer on Halloween night in London.
Yeah, only for $1,000. That's a steal.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Plus $600 for rent.
But then you're in England.
Yeah, but for maybe 3 days.
You should do the responsible thing and get a credit card so you can do it.
I do have a credit card.
No, another one. No, see, that's why
No, don't do that. No. That's a terrible idea.
Yes.
That is a terrible idea. And, yeah, so I'm probably not going to do that. Well, but I might be going over to the island that weekend because my friend Brooklyn is having a party at her parents' place. Brooklyn lives here, but her parents live in Victoria, and they're out of town, and she's going to have a whole bunch of people over for the weekend at her parents' place.
Brooklyn's pretty rad.
Brooklyn is pretty awesome.
So that's going to be real good.
Yeah. So maybe I'll do that, because that's not going to cost me $1,000.
But it's not Slayer on Halloween.
Look, okay, sometimes you just got to let things go.
I'll be working at Half-Life at the sweatshop.
That's great.
If anyone wants to go, I'll
yeah,
be there.
Justine will be there. She'll be at the door, looking all scowly.
Yeah.
I could totally pick up a shift. There, I can probably work too.
You know, it's a Friday. I'll probably be working as well.
Friday, Halloween? No, I'll be working for sure. Never mind.
Yeah. Wow, we suck. All right.
No, mine's not bad.
On that, I guess so.
Party?
Yeah, but do you...
Excellent
party?
Yeah.
With all the Half-Life kids?
Party time, excellent.
Party on, dudes.
Party on.
Okay.
Righteous.
So continues the stories of our sad lives. Let's just get to some me first and the gimme gimmies before I get way too depressed.
Okie doke.
Okay, don't let the sun go down on me.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here, all the ladder of my life. Save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed a little life. But you misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door and left me blind. Going down on me.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
Yeah, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Brian's here. Justine's here. Brian, you have to sound intelligible now.
All right. What would you like me to talk about?
Great. You dropped the ball.
Way to go.
Way to go. You blew it.
What? I haven't...
Party pooper. Every party needs a pooper. That's why we invited you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
You guys are jerks.
No. I just gave you a shirt.
Yes, you did.
Because I love you.
Aw, thank you. It's pink.
It is, but that's the color you wanted.
Yes.
So that's what you asked for, and that's what you got. Just played Me First in the Gimme Gimmes off of their album Have Another Ball. That song was a cover of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Good one.
Aren't they all covers?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
So that was redundant if you're talking about them.
No, but sometimes, what if you had never heard of Me First in the Gimme Gimmes and you didn't know that they were a cover band?
Okay, here's my question. If you're listening to We All Fall Down on CITR and you haven't heard of Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, what's up? You're a first-time listener, essentially.
No, not necessarily. Let's not, you know, blockade anybody, because I want...
Just cool anyone, it, Brian.
Yeah. Way to be... pretentious asshole. Anyways.
That's what I do best.
What was I... Oh, I am on air right now because I wanted to say happy birthday to my friend Jordy.
It's Jordy's birthday?
It is Jordy's birthday today, and so I have a song to play for him. Maybe I should have called him and told him. But anyways, it's all right. He can listen to the podcast, which you can also download and listen to online at www.citr.ca. It's where you can look at our show schedule. You can check out our Shindig schedule as well. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. It happens every Tuesday at the Railway Club. I wanted to go to the one last Tuesday, but I was working, and so I didn't.
Restock
go.
Night.
Yep. Super late Tuesdays. It's awesome.
I'm Poopy. There, though.
Yeah, Justine's there, so it's not that bad.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. But mm-hmm. You, perhaps, Brian, can check out
Shindig at the Railway Club?
At the Railway. Every Tuesday, three bands face off, Battle Royale style. At the end, one band takes it all. Takes it all being, like, maybe, like, cash money and studio time and, you know, stuff like that.
Cash
gigs.
Money.
Yeah, something that we all like. Anyways... yeah, happy birthday, Jordy. It is his birthday, so I have a song called Birthday Death Day for him. It's by Death Clock.
Yay, Death Clock.
Death Clock, the band that does the Metalocalypse show.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about this. Birthday Death Day.
I believe the lyrics are one more day of living, one more day closer to dying, or something like that. It's something morbidly hilarious. I'm just going to shut up and play it right now, all right? No more talking. No more talking.
Many years ago today, something grew inside of your mother. That thing was you. You. Did she scream? Did she cry? Only knows her more than I'm thinking. You're dying. One more year closer to dying. Rotting organs, ripping, grinding. Bottle, logical discordance, burning. We'll
If my friend Chris is maybe listening, I really want my Metalocalypse DVDs back, like, so bad. Really, really badly. Please call me, because I haven't watched it in a long time, and I would like to soon. That's all. That's all I gotta say.
I've been lying to myself about my past romances and love affairs. Well, they were something more to me than someone else. Well, how could I have been so blind? You moved on, just fine without me. Without me. Well, look at all this defiance. So many reddies and obscurities, but they never showed me how to live my life with you or anyone. No, not anyone. I never made a friend by both domestic and apart from the chances of me. Well, who really cares? I guess I do.
Yeah! Let's go!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle Burns here. Justine's about to go to Espanol.
Espanol.
It's that time.
I know.
Yep.
See?
I just played Converge off of their album Jane Doe. That song is called The Broken Vow. Prior to that, Bison BC. Did you like it, Brian?
I really enjoyed it from what I heard of it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, we were talking, so
yeah,
that's
okay.
What I meant.
I thought you were just being a dick.
Not everything I say is antagonistic. Half of it is, but not everything.
Okay. Off of their latest full-length album, which is on Metal Blade Records, by the way. Awesome. Called Quiet Earth. That song is called Slow Hand of Death. They got signed to a fairly large metal label.
Oh.
So, good for them. Good
Yay!
For Vancouver.
Pride.
They played recently with Baroness and Genghis Tron, and I didn't go because I suck. And what did I do? I think I went home and I did laundry. Yep, it was awesome. And then yesterday night, Comeback Kid played, and I love Comeback Kid, and I've seen them like every time they played here. You're going to say something, and it's going to crush my spirits, I can tell.
But
it was at the Plaza.
Yes.
It's an all right show. It's an all right venue for that kind of show. I saw Gallows and the Cancer Bats there, and it was a really good show.
Hmm.
And they played with Bane, who I also like watching live, Shai Hulud, Misery Signals, Outbreak, and like a couple other hardcore bands. And I finished work at like 6 or 7, so I could have gone to the show, but I went home instead, and I did laundry.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And I was supposed to meet up with my friend Arden because he was done at 10 o'clock and he works right across the street from the Plaza. We're close because we work across the street from the Plaza. He works down the block. And I was supposed to meet up with him at 10 and go to the show, but I didn't because I suck.
Wow, 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 wow.
I know.
But at least you don't smell bad because you have clean clothes.
Yep. That's true.
Not
and
like
clean
Brian.
Towels. Yeah, not like Brian over here. I thought that was a diss towards Brian. I was like, sweet.
Always getting ganged up on.
My bunch of girls.
Whatever. I'll take my bottle of Febreze and get the hell out of here.
You don't have Febreze here. Who are you kidding?
It's in the car. If you were going to leave, you would have left a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Anyways, are you going to go now?
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Christine.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the weekend, Brian? Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm going up to Pemberton and saving lives up there.
You wish that you were saving lives.
Okay, I'm going up to Pemberton and watching bad B movies.
Yeah, until somebody calls 911.
And then complains about their bad back or something.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I have nothing to say anymore.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Justine. I'm going to play something now. Great. I'm really not good at this whole planning thing. I'm going to play Teenage Head because I haven't in a while. They have a new full-length album out. Well, not a full-length album. It's they released some songs with Marky Ramone. Marky Ramone.
Yeah, when did that come out again? It was a while back, wasn't it?
Like this year sometime.
Really? Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know. All right, and I'm not going to do concert listings today because I didn't write anything down. What's going on? Any good shows?
Like
King Kong
said,
Barbecue Show.
King Kong Barbecue Show, November 7th.
7th, Biltmore.
The Biltmore. AIDS Wolf, my current favorite, at the Biltmore, November 24th.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, 3-6 Mafia, yeah.
November 28th, which I actually am going to.
Sweet.
Metallica.
Yeah, whatever.
December 2nd. I don't know. I'm not going to do anything.
When's the Weezer show?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought you had to plug it.
I have to play a Weezer ad, which I'll do now, and then maybe we'll play some Teenage Head after that. Talking sometimes just isn't so great for me.
Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer! Yeah!
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my head.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to introduce Weezer.
Hey, yeah, it's automatic when you know it.
With special guests Angels and Airwaves and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th at General Motors Place. This is Weezer's first tour in 3 years. Drummer Pat Wilson announced, "If you want to rock, you know where to find us." Don't miss Weezer with special guests Angels and Airwaves and Tokyo Police Club at General Motors Place on October 10th.
Tickets on sale now.
Now I'm bored because I just can't wait. Well, okay, all right.
I have too many problems. I don't have Down syndrome. Shut up, Brian. That was DOA off of Northern Adventure. The song was called Human Bomb. I'm done. Robin's here. Stay tuned for the Inkstead show coming up right now. And at 3, Brennan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. You can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download podcasts at citr.ca. I'm done. Thanks for hanging out, Brian. You're awesome as always. I'm sorry for being a dick. And what?
It's all good.
All right. I'll leave you off now with with Operation Ivy, because I'm supposed to be practicing the song. What? Yeah, because I'm supposed to be jamming with Trevor and Tim soon. I'm supposed to be practicing the song, and I haven't yet. All right. Okay, bye.